This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline, Action Steps for the Planetary Nuclear Wake-Up Call. Last week, we quoted Cynthia Lazaroff about the nuclear dangers in Ukraine and her call to come forward that, quote, our work is more important now than ever, end quote. This week, we quote the call to come forward from Ralph Hutchison, coordinator of the Oak Ridge Environmental Peace Alliance, to all those working for the Nuclear Weapons Ban Treaty that this is our time. Hutchison begins, quote, this is our moment. This is the time to act. Here's why I'm being so dramatic. The last time people in the United States were this concerned about nuclear weapons was November 21, 1983. That was the day after the ABC television film The Day After aired. Vladimir Putin's threat to use nuclear weapons has done what decades of doomsday clock announcements and editorials by the Four Horsemen and the Wall Street Journal have not been able to do. The Associated Press, NORC, Center for Public Affairs poll in the third week of March found 75% of people in the United States are extremely or very concerned, 45% or somewhat concerned, 30% that Russia will use nuclear weapons against the United States. For at least the last 30 years of my work on nuclear abolition, it has been clear that people did not care, really, about the nuclear threat. At budget time, the weaponeers and defense contractors flew comfortably under the radar. Nuclear watchdogs barked every year about the indefensible and dangerous increases in nuclear weapons spending. The media yawned, and the few people in Congress who agreed with us were hopelessly outnumbered. But Putin has been feeling the threat, even if they haven't seen the computer-generated maps showing the devastating ruin that a nuclear bomb detonated 1,000 feet above their city would cause. Even if they haven't heard of nuclear winter, somehow they know that a nuclear exchange is not just about other people dying. It's about them and the people they love. So I repeat, this is our moment. This is the time to act. People are hungry for knowledge, and they are hungry for an answer. If we believe that the Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons is the only pathway to disarmament, we need to be proclaiming that from the rooftops and in the streets to the public, to the media, and to the politicians. We should validate the legitimate fears of people who are feeling the nuclear threat. We don't have to hype anything. We just have to tell the truth. So my question is, who's in? End quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. To read Hutchison's full statement and to get involved, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org. Also listen to our podcast each week on your favorite podcast platforms.